Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
6:13, Tuesday morning, June 10th. It's hot and muggy and miserable, and this could be that way through October. And Peyton Malone earlier saying a chance for maybe some heavier showers, but you know, they say stuff sometimes and they change the forecast up. I don't know if they're just changing it to make it sound different, because it just seems like every summer day there's a chance where you could get caught under a heavy thunderstorm, and if it rains a lot, the streets are going to flood, and that's life in New Orleans, right? Let's talk about grocery prices. Patrick Penfield joins us now, professor of supply chain practice at Syracuse University. How you doing, professor?
Good, Tommy. How are you doing?
I'm well. You know, I was saying the other day, I went to the grocery store, and I barely had the stuff out of the shopping cart onto the conveyor belt, or whatever you call that thing. And you know how they got the little screen where you can follow it? And the kid ringing up was up like to like $145. I'm thinking, whoa, slow your roll here. Hang on. I don't even have it out of the basket yet. We're up to $145. That's anecdotal. And I think we all have anecdotal stories. But how do you go about measuring where grocery prices are in the United States, or separating this grocery from that grocery, et cetera?
Well, Tommy, I can tell you this. I do the grocery shopping for my wife and I, and I noticed the same thing. It just seemed like I had, you know, because I buy the same stuff over and over again every week, and then my prices just went up a lot higher. So a lot of times, we're looking at, you know, information that's published from the USDA, and, you know, there's some good information, some bad information. So, Tommy, first the good, egg prices have dropped. Right, okay. So I did notice that yesterday.
I don't eat eggs, that, but for those that do, that's good news, I guess. And I guess eggs are a staple in a lot of different things, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I think that's a good thing. But to let your listeners know, I think this is going to be kind of a seasonal thing. It'll be seasonal pricing. So you'll see egg prices drop in the summer, and then they'll start to pop back up in the fall and in the winter. And that's because of the avian bird flu. Mm. And so we're seeing a new strain that's coming to the United States. And so that would be my expectation. I think that's what we've seen the past couple of years. So seasonal egg prices. So, you know, let your listeners know that's probably what to expect.
Now, when it comes to beef, I've been kidding around saying I didn't even look in the beef section because I didn't want somebody to profile me as being rich and mug me in the parking lot. But what's going on with beef prices?
Yeah, you know, overall meat prices have gone up too. And it's just because the cost of feed, the cost of labor, you know, just, you know, we've had interesting conditions, you know, weather-wise, droughts and rain. And so it's just causing issues, causing pressure. The other thing are people are eating more beef, more meat. And so it's just causing prices to go up. I think, Tommy, some other things that I've seen price-wise going up, canned food and drinks, you're going to start to see that go up anywhere from 9 to 15%. And that's just because of the tariff that we're getting on metals. So 80% of the tin that we use for cans, we import. So your listeners should expect to see that with canned foods and drinks.
As you say that, I know, I drink Diet Coke. I don't have a lot of vices in life. One of them would be Diet Coke. I enjoy a Diet Coke every now and then. I think I had like 3 6-packs, whatever it was. It was just crazy, $28 or something along those lines. Has the price of soft drinks gone up a lot? sodas?
Yeah, they've gone up. And again, I think you'll see them go up even more because of the impact of tin. So, you know, it's just the all the inputs that go into making your sodas, and that's really what's causing, you know, prices to spike. But I think for the most part, we're probably going to start to see, again, you're seeing this in the grocery store, bananas. I saw that shocked me how much they went up, you know, and so bananas aren't that expensive per pound, but still, you know, just how much they went up was kind of crazy. Coffee, avocados, you know, Tommy, the one thing that really blew my mind was laundry detergent, right? And that's gone up, which is kind of crazy. And Procter & Gamble's kind of announced that would be an issue. But I was shocked at how much went up, you know, just buying some laundry detergent yesterday.
So what's the reason for that, Patrick? Laundry detergent.
You know, all the inputs again. Yeah, chemicals that go into it that we import, the cost of labor, the cost of the actual container itself. So, you know, all that stuff has gone up. And so the overall price of the detergent has gone up. So the chemicals are really the big one because they import a lot of those chemicals from, you know, from China and India.
So I'm trying to keep track of, actually I'm not, because I gave up trying to, that's a lie. I'm not trying to keep track of tariffs at all. I don't, because it's going to change every hour. I don't even try anymore. But so let me ask you this, you're the professor, what effect do tariffs, or have tariffs had any effect on any of the products, or does that have anything to do with the increase in prices that we're seeing at the grocery store, or is there any way to tell?
Yeah, absolutely, Tommy. And it has, and it is, you know, I think the one tell I always see is how much the government collects each month on tariffs. So somebody is going to be paying that. And that usually is the people that they're importing that stuff. And so, you know, we've been collecting a lot from an import tax standpoint on those tariffs. So, you know, that's the unfortunate thing. And so, again, with your listeners, you're probably going to start to see this now. You know, again, food prices, I think we talked about before, is what you'll see first. I think that the other thing besides tariffs is this issue with farm labor. So I don't know if you or your listeners know this, Tommy, but 50% of farm workers in the U.S. are undocumented migrant workers. So I'm, you know, we talked about this before. I believe in strong borders. I believe in making sure that, you know, we have the right protocol to have in place in order to get people in and out. However, that being said, the farmers are suffering, and this is something we're going to see a lot of this summer, is, you know, they're having difficulties just trying to harvest. And there was a Florida farmer that just plowed under his tomato crop because he had nobody to pick them, which is crazy, right, Tommy?
So let's game this out. And I'm like you, I'm for strong borders. I understand all of that, but every effect has a reaction. Every action has a reaction. So if ICE sets up outside of farms and starts arresting undocumented workers, then what happens to the food supply, food chain, et cetera, all that stuff?
Yeah, so unfortunately what will happen is that the farmers can't pick the stuff, so they'll plow that stuff under just because it's cheaper to do that versus to have somebody try and pick it. Mm-hmm. And then what will happen is that we'll have to import more vegetables and fruits, and then the overall price of that stuff will go up.
So long range, what's the solution here? Because it seems like if you don't, I don't know how much undocumented workers...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Make, but I got to believe it's less than somebody that would be in the country legally because, you know, either they're willing to work for less or they can be taken advantage of. You can view that however you want, but I would think just economically that's a fact, is it?
Absolutely. You know, and that's the unfortunate thing is, you know, we have a very low unemployment rate and nobody wants to go to pick fruits and vegetables, you know, here in the United States. And so I think the only thing that we can do is have some type of, you know, visa farm program, you know, where we can actually bring in, you know, these workers to come in and harvest this food. But, you know, we're going to start to see the effects of that shortly. And so, unfortunately, this is not going to be a good situation for the food supply chain.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. That's, you know, every situation in the economy is like a puzzle, right? And there are different pieces of it. So you take this piece out, something else, and then something's missing. You don't have a complete puzzle. So if we take out undocumented workers, I think what I'm hearing is it's going to result in either higher prices or more imports, but those would be subject to tariffs, which would result in higher prices, perhaps. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Patrick Penfield, professor of supply chain practice at Syracuse University. Again, nobody's arguing for weak borders. Nobody's arguing for undocumented workers. Just telling you what's going to happen if these undocumented workers go away. 621 traffic now, WWL. All right, 626, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking with Professor Patrick Penfield, a professor of supply chain practice at Syracuse University, about grocery prices, and we got into undocumented workers and the effect on prices. The person that had texted in prior about no Trump bashing said, way to go, TT, it's Trump's fault, lovely. And then somebody else texted in and said, why are you acting like this is groundbreaking news? This was predicted prior to the election. Trump told us everything he was going to do, and now people are shocked that he's doing it. You can't decimate a labor sector without consequences. You get what you vote for. Those are two political outlooks. I'm not talking about the politics of this at all. I'm talking about the cause and effect. And it seems like some people can't get past the politics, Patrick, when it comes to just talking about, all right, it's like an ecosystem. If you change this, then over that's going to change, right? You can't change one without having changed somewhere else.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Tommy. It's like you said, it's a puzzle. It's like a kind of a Jenga tower, right? So, yeah. You know, you move one thing and then one thing goes. So, you know, I think this is what, again, this is what we should be doing is discussing these things, right? Kind of understanding what's happening with prices. And I think for all of us,
from a policy, not a political standpoint, Patrick, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Tommy. Yeah. This is nothing against President Trump. This is just, hey, we're just trying to understand the ramifications and the issues that are caused because of changes in policy.
If you do this, that's going to happen. If you don't do this, that's going to happen. So that's all we're saying here. So looking ahead to this Jenga puzzle, to the tariffs and everything else, I said before the break, it seems like if you do away with the undocumented workers, then either you're going to have to pay Americans to pick the produce, which is going to be a lot higher labor if you can find them to do the jobs, or farmers are going to plow the crops under, which means we have to import fruits and vegetables or do without, I guess. I don't know. Patrick, take me through this. Play it out.
Yeah, absolutely, Tommy. So that's kind of what you'll see is, again, the farmers are going to say, hey, this makes sense to, you know, to go ahead and harvest the crops just because it costs too much and they can't get enough on the market to recover that cost. So that's what will happen. We'll see, you know, the supermarkets will import more and then they'll have to pay more because of the tariffs. In addition, again, supply and demand, right? So again, if there's not enough supply and there's more demand, then prices will go up. So, yeah, it's a kind of 1-2 punch. You'll see that in addition to the tariffs, and, you know, that's what's going to cause prices to go up.
And I didn't even mention farm subsidies yet because the government also has, not President Trump, the government in general for decades has had their thumb on the scale when it comes to farmers and subsidies, right, in production?
Yeah, absolutely, right. So the government does help farmers, you know, because of the cost of, you know, of doing business, right, to make sure to ensure that we have food in the food supply chain. So this is going to kind of, you know, push things back a little bit more, and you might even see the government having to step in and to help the farmers even more.
I ask and the government means either print more money, which adds to the national debt. Again, not making it political, just practical. If you change this side of the scale, that side happens. Either print more money and add to the national debt, or you raise taxes. Is that accurate? Or you cut spending
somewhere
else?
You're absolutely correct, Tommy. Absolutely. So something else is going to suffer, or, you know, we're going to have to do something else in order to compensate for these increased prices.
I asked the Commissioner of Agriculture last Thursday a question about grocery prices, and is this the new normal, and do they ever come down? And I know throughout my life, going back to when I was 20 and first got married and was shocked at how high then grocery prices were, which is laughable when you look at the price now, this is the new normal, right? They don't come down once they go up.
Yeah, Tommy, you're right. It's, unless it's like a commodity like eggs, you know, and the issue is if it's like a packaged food, usually if those prices go up, they stay up. But if it's a commodity like eggs or milk, a lot of times you'll see some type of fluctuation there. But for other things, yeah, those things will stay up.
Thank you. I appreciate your time, Professor. Again, not looking at it politically, just trying to explain the situation from a policy standpoint. It's like a scale. If you take something off of here, then something happens on the other side. We'll come back, talk about the legislative session. It ends 2 days from today. We'll recap some of the big developments and more when we return. Time now, WWL First News.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.